Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I hope you're all doing very well. Or should I say, welcome to the pits of hell, because it is so hot in my bedroom right now. Also, there's no bedding on my bed, so I'm sat on a fluffy throw, which is also just sending me into another dimension. It's hot. It's British summer. Now, I'm not a complainer. I love it. I would rather it be 30 degrees than raining or cold. I'm fine. I'm happy that it's sunny. Thank you. But in this bedroom right now, it's boiling. I'm on the third floor, so sweltering hot. And also, I have another problem. Sorry not to come to the podcast today with aggression, but I have another problem. Who's turning the sun off on the weekends? Who's turning the sun off on the weekends? We need to have words. Me and you, words. Because every time I have a festival, you want to rain on me. But in the week, it's sun, giving 30 degrees. What is that about? What is that actually about? Who is turning the sun off on the weekends? No. It must end. That is not okay. So whoever's in charge of the sun, let's just keep it on, switched on the weekends. I'd rather it rained in the week, because imagine I have a full house so far this summer of rain at festivals, and we're having one of the nicest summers we've had in a while. Who's turning the sun off on the weekends? Anyway, moving on. I just wanted to say thank you guys for my last video, because it got 150 views, which is literally nothing. People are going to be laughing at me for getting gassed about that, but that's like my most viewed video so far, so thanks guys. Gotta celebrate the small wins, everyone. Gotta celebrate the small wins. Yeah, thanks guys. So anyway, what are we going to be discussing this week? Love Island again. Sorry if you don't like it. Sorry if that's not really your vibe, but we're continuing on last week? I don't know. We're carrying on from the last episode. I've caught up. I'm up to date. So this time it's fresh for you all. I'm loving Love Island this year. I feel like the producers are bringing back old Love Island messiness, and I love it. I'm here for it. So I've really been enjoying that. Who should we start off with? Right, number one, we must start off with. I'm team Shakira. I'm not really like, I don't love Tony. I don't, but I love Shakira, and Shakira's friends with Tony, so I suppose by default I'm on that side. Who else is on that? Yaz. Yes, GBT. Obsessed with her. I didn't like her at the beginning, but I'm obsessed with her now. She's literally not real. She's literally not a real person. I'm obsessed with her. She lives in another world, but like I appreciate that. When she said the other day, Dejon, why are you acting like I cared when I was in the hideaway snogging your best mate? Like, sorry. But I love her. Like, who says that? Or also, we love Alima. I love Alima, because how can she say to Harry, I'm getting secondhand embarrassment, get up. I died, absolutely died. That little group, I love them, and I cannot believe that you producers are making it seem like the public does not like Shakira. What is that about? I love Shakira, she's my favorite one, and you need to step up the producing with that. You need to bring back the Twitter challenge. I think I've said this before, but seriously, producers, that was the best one. It was the best one, because they need to know in there what people actually think of them. Shakira needs to know that the public like her. Meg and Helena need to know that they're not all that. Helena, I think I need to go through people one by one, but I just need to get off all my initial thoughts first. Helena, I cannot cope with her. How that girl got two rings in Snog Marry Pie is beyond me, which just shows you that the boys are just sheep and they just follow with the popular girls and they just are led, easily led, because you've never had an original thought in your life. Helena is like loyal and kind-hearted, and she's horrible. She's the one taking everyone's man to the hideaway, but the minute someone does it to her, like Yaz did it with her, it's the end of the world. And this is another thing that annoys me about that, like Meg and Emily and Helena. Is there anyone else in that little group? I don't think so. But the thing that annoys me about them is that they're the first ones to be like, oh, my man, and Meg's telling off Dejon every time he steps out of line, blah, blah, blah. But then any time a girl is trying to get with their man, they're fuming about it, like absolutely fuming. They're blaming the girl, they're blaming the boy, they're off the rails. And then when Helena's getting with everyone else's man, she's like, gotta do what you gotta do, you go, girl, da da da. Sorry. And I just don't understand how Shakira is being called a mean girl and Helena and Meg are not. They're the mean girls. Sorry. I'm not sorry, actually. They are the mean girls. Let's just open our eyes, everyone. Tea of the week this week, everyone. Sidetrack. Tea of the week this week is peppermint and fennel. I don't really know if I like it or not, but it will be drank. But I also have water because it's boiling hot, and you're like, are you actually drinking hot tea in this weather? Yes I am, because I'm not letting the heat take my tea away from me, and also I enjoy the heat, I enjoy the tea together, it's fabulous. Also, there's something like drinking tea in hot weather, like makes your internal temperature the same as your external temperature, so it's like makes you cooler. I think I've made that up. I've heard something like, I don't know, I like tea. That's the end of that. Okay, so shall we, what else has happened that I just need to touch on? Oh yeah, Megan went home. I mean, Megan went home. Yeah, love that. She definitely went home because of what she did to Tommy. However, I do think Meg and Helena should have been in the bottom three. What the hell was Shakira and Tony doing in the bottom three? I mean, I kind of understand why Tony was in the bottom three, but Shakira... What? There's no way. Like, literally no way. Alright. Let's go person by person. Let's start with the irrelevant people. Ben. He's just jail, to be honest. I said it in my last video. I just think he's just an idiot. He's misogynistic. He literally doesn't have... He has one brain cell and it's fighting for his life. And the minute... In Strong Mary Pie, he was annoying me so much because... He can't take it as a joke. Like, he gets all snappy and defensive, and the way he speaks to women is actually disgusting. When he was like to Yaz, he was like, oh, you only came out of your shell because of me, you got personality because of me. Like, you need to get your head out of your ass. He needs the Twitter challenge. He needs to hear the mean tweets about him. I'm sorry, I'm not one for bullying, but sometimes people like that really just need the brutal honest truth of, you are a dickhead. And you know what, it's probably still not going to compute in his brain that he's being a dickhead. That's the level that he's at. So I really have no further comments on Ben. I don't really think he's worth it. I just think he's just trash. So moving on, he is coupled up with Yaz. Love Yaz, as I said, literally AI, but we love her. She does need some new fashion sense though, because girl, what is going on? The red latex was just something. She is like Wednesday Addams combined with ChatGPT combined with some sort of Barbie. That's what she gives me. And I love that for her, but please fix this the fashion sense. I'd also love to see her with her hair up. I feel like that could be a vibe. Has she got like big ears she's trying to hide or something? Because I feel like she's always hair down, but I feel like an up long slick pony would look fabulous on her. I mean, I'm slightly biased because it's my favourite hairstyle ever, but moving on. Who else? Harrison and Tony. Number one, I never really saw them as a match. Like, she looks like she would eat him alive, and he looks like a little boy. It's actually sort of ended up the other way around. beyond me. But I never really understood that couple to begin with, so I don't really feel any type of way that it's ended, to be honest. I'm not really shocked that Helena did what she did. She's not a nice girl. She's not. She's also the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen, because when Tony was like to her, I just don't understand how you could do it to me when it was done to you and you didn't like it. And now she's defending it and being like, well, it's not my fault. He took me to the hideaway and kissed me. What do you mean that's not your fault? Number one, he didn't drag you there. Like, you went together. Don't say he took me. And number two, yes, it is your fault you kissed him. You decided to kiss him. It's also his fault, yes, but you can't just say, oh, it's not my fault he took me to the hideaway and kissed me. Because, well, yes, it is. Like, you weren't dragged there kicking and screaming. So let's take responsibility for our own actions. And it's the same with Shakira saying, oh, well, Blue kissed me. You kissed him too, babes. That really annoys me. Like, let's just take accountability for our own actions, girls. I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. Just own it. Just own what you did. Harrison, I really do. Sorry, I've seen, I know TikTok believes it too, and it's not an original thought from me, but him and Shakira need to couple up. They do. It's the producers need to wrangle it some way that they get coupled up. I don't know how they're going to do that, but bring that together for me. Bring it together so, like, it's like a public vote needs to somehow bring them together so that Tony can't be upset. And it's not really Shakira's decision, and then them two, like, get really close and da da da, and then Tony becomes okay with it because she can see that her friend's happy. That'd be ideal. But that has to happen in a bit, because Tony still needs to cool down off the Harrison thing, and you need to bring someone new in for Tony so that she doesn't care. That's the vibe I feel. That's what needs to happen. Harrison is a little boy. He's 22. I mean, I'm 23, but I feel like boys are just boys. Like, I feel like it takes boys a good 5 years to catch up with the mentally with the age they actually are. So yeah, he's all right. He's annoying me because I feel like he's trying to act like the big man, and he's just not. Like, you just need to sit back down, I feel. That's my opinion on Harrison. Sorry. I feel like if he stayed with Tony, he kind of would have been quite relevant, because he's caused a bit of drama. He sort of made himself slightly more relevant. But hey-ho, that's that. Who else working with... Oh, Helena does not fancy Giorgio. That's accent. Oh, she's deaded that off now anyway. She never did fancy him. She only brought him back because she would have looked like a bit of a mug if she would have not coupled up with anyone or not given anyone a go, because really, like, what are your options, babes? And then I'm not even talking about Giorgio because he's sort of irrelevant, sorry. Let's talk about Harry and Shakira. Now, I do genuinely think that they kind of are a nice couple. I do think Shakira should be with Harrison, but beside the point, Harry is an arse. Like, I think they would make a good couple if Harry was ready to be in a relationship, but he's not. Like, he just wants to F around, which is saying something considering he's, like, 30. He's the oldest one in there. Like, what are you doing? It's actually embarrassing because you're acting like a 22-year-old. Do you know what I mean? Like, men take so much longer to catch up with their actual age, I feel. Well, especially the ones in Love Island. So he's just an idiot, but he's entertaining, so I don't really want him to go home. I would actually enjoy it if him and Shakira stayed together and he was, like, really loyal to her and, like, a changed man. I'd enjoy that, because I would just love Helena to watch that unfold, because I just think she needs that. I just despise Helena. She's my least favourite in there. She really is. I think she's the lowest of the low. Sorry. I don't know. It's like they're compatible, but they're not. I like that Shakira puts him in his place, and she's not going to allow his stupidity to ruin her. Like, don't When she was crying on the terrace, I was like, no, no, Shakira. No, 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 no. We cannot be letting Harry be making us cry. But I feel like she wasn't just crying because of that. She was crying because of all of it, like the pies and the being like painted out to be like this horrible person when she's really not. And I'm sorry, everyone's like, you get involved in everyone's drama, blah, blah, blah. No, she just defends her friends. Like, also people, the boys are getting fuming, like, stop getting involved. Well, you're being an asshole, and the girls you're being an asshole to aren't defending themselves properly, and someone needs to tell you you're being an asshole, otherwise you're just going to think that behaviour is okay. So someone's got to do it, and Shakira's took one for the team. Sorry. That doesn't make you a bad person. Who else is in that? Oh, Meg and Dijon Mustard. I don't know. I really don't like Meg either, to be honest. I think she's like... Yeah, I don't like her. I think she's quite two-faced because she acts very pally with the other girls, like Shakira and them lot when they're in front of her. But she is nasty about them behind their back. I don't think it was okay that Tony was being like, you're weird. What'd she call her? Weird and a bitch. She said that to Helena about getting with Harrison. But I'm sorry, I also do agree with you that it is weird that he's 22 and she's 29. I'm sorry. I think that's bizarre. Do you know what? That is quite hypocritical for me because my boyfriend's older than me. But I just think, when a woman is older than the man, and obviously this isn't for everyone, but like it especially is in Helena and Harrison's situation, like boys are just that, are quite immature. Like boys do take a bit longer to grow up. So say you're 29 and a woman going out with a 22-year-old, he's really mentally like 18. Like seriously. I just think it's weird. It is weird. And that's not going to be... the relationship's not going to work. Sorry. Anyway, moving on. Back to Meg and Dejon. I don't think Dejon really likes Meg that much. Sorry. I know he's like... He tries and explores connections and they're like, he's like, oh, they're not my Meg. Also, if he says my Meg one more time, vomit. Oh, did we see them not kissing in the Snogberry Pie? Why would they... She ate his face. She opened her mouth at maximum capacity and engulfed his face into hers. I've never seen anything like it. I needed therapy after that one. That was not... Oh, get that off my screen, producers. Never show me that ever again. There's always an owl in the background when I'm recording. Yeah, I don't think... I think, honestly... Also, is there not going to be a Casa Amor? Was the sleepover... your version of Casa Amor, because what the hell, let's bring back Casa Amor. But I honestly think if you brought Dejon in a girl that he like 10 out of 10 fancied, I think he would stray. The way he was kissing other girl, who I don't remember who kissed him, but he kissed someone else in the Snogberry Pie, the way he was like gripsing her up and all of that, like you don't do that if you really like girl you're coupled up with. You don't act the way he acts if you really like the girl you're coupled up with. Sorry. No. And Meg, like, I don't even think Meg really likes Dejon. I think she just doesn't have another option and she wants to go far. She just wants to stay in her couple, go really far to the end, and that's that. I don't think she likes him that much. I really don't. I don't see it. From the first day where she was like, you're kind of my type. He's not your type. And yeah, we don't always have to get with our types, but I do not think that she likes him as much as she like paints it out that she does. I'm not buying it. I'm not sold. I'm not planning on buying a ticket anytime soon. Who else is in there? Alima, who is she coupled up with? She was coupled up with Ramel and he's now sing and he went. Also, no, Ramel made me want to vomit with the way he was he was like, no, I don't see her point of view. Are you stupid? Yes. And when he was leaving, he was like, oh yeah, my only regret is not picking Poppy. He's the first one, he acts like he was so loyal and like so clean cut and like such a respectable guy, and he's like, oh, that's the way I explore connections. What, snogging other girls in bed and like cuddling them, and that's not how you explore connections. That's moving on. And then who else have we got? Oh, and then obviously there was Connor and Megan. Glad Megan's gone. I thought she was horrible. Like literally horrible. Also, she was involved in everyone's business, always in everyone's business. But the minute someone's in her business, like Harry went in her business, she's fuming, having a go at him. You're the first one in everyone's business. Very hypocritical, I felt. Absolutely not. Glad she's gone. And I really enjoyed the shock in her face and everyone else's when she left. I really enjoyed that because I really think she thought in her head that she was like Queen Bee. And I enjoyed her little clique after she left being like, I don't understand. I just don't understand it. Because I think they think they're really well liked. And like, I hate to break it to you. No, you're not. And they were like, oh, it's just got to be the Tommy thing. That's got to be it. Like, if all the rest got to be it. But all the reasons, like, that's got to be it. No, she's also just not nice. And then, who else have we got? Connor. Felt bad for him, but also not really. He doesn't give me anything special to talk about him, really. He's quite meh. I feel like he'll just get with, I don't know. I think I'm glad he didn't leave, because I think he should have left. Like, if he's making out that he liked Megan so much, I can't really imagine him finding another connection in there like that. I kind of think he should have left. Is that a controversial, is that unpopular opinion? I don't know. But I think Connor really should have left with Megan. Don't know. Tommy, I love him. I love him so much more because he did not allow himself to be disrespected. He didn't allow Megan to be like, I'm getting to know you both. He was like, I'm not here to be in a love triangle. Sorry, you either like me. And like, when you like someone enough, you don't need to test the waters, explore the connections. Like, you know you like them. That's your person, cool. And he was like, I loved also when he was like, my mum is watching the TV screen like right now, like, don't you dare bring this girl home. And I bet she was. So yeah, I love that for him. I really like Tommy. I think he's a really sweet boy. But he wasn't too sweet. Like, he didn't allow himself to be walked all over, which is great from him. I think he's a great guy. Hopefully he gets, I don't know if I can see him getting with Emily, but I do think Megan and Connor and Emily and Tommy are better suited than Tommy and Megan and Connor and Emily. My brain. I don't really know if that's going to happen. I kind of don't think that Emily really fancies him very much. But personality-wise, they're both quite nice. However, with Emily, you know how she's getting a bit of hate? Like, I don't trust people who are that nice. Like, you're a bit too nice. I think it's all a facade, her like niceness, because when she's with Meg and Helena, she's bitchy 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 about Shakira and them lot, and you think that's fine and acceptable. So I don't know, I get weird vibes from her. I don't really like her. And then who's left? I think that's it. But yeah, that's Love Island so far. I am absolutely loving it. I've got the Heart Rate one to watch tonight. I'm really excited for that one. But yeah, my predictions, they're not even predictions, they're hopes. Hopes are that Shakira gets with Harrison or stays with Harry, but he's like good. But I just don't believe that's going to happen. And like, he's just not really settled down. He is going to mug her off eventually, whether it's in the villa or outside the villa. Like, maybe we should just dead that off, actually. Shakira. Helena goes home. Meg goes home. But not before there's a Twitter challenge or something resembling the Twitter challenge. And they are made aware that they are not the queen bees and not everyone likes them. Shakira and Alima and Yaz and Tony, I suppose, get some good comments to let people know that they are liked. We don't think they're horrible. And what else? Dejon. Someone comes in for Dejon and he really likes her and he gets rid of Meg. And whoever this girl is joins the Shakira group. well, she won't be in Meg's group after she gets takes to Dijon, and then we can just slowly get rid of those horrible girls and we'll just build the pack of the Shakira girls. So that I'd quite enjoy that to happen. Helena needs to go. And she just... I just can't stand her. Please get her off my screen. And yeah, Alima's just a queen. So she can just keep doing what she's doing. Can't wait to see her do the heart rate challenge. Yeah, that's all my thoughts and opinions, really. Also, I'm related to Love Island, but I've got a new My Protein set on. It's the My Protein Tempo Seamless Ultra. I'm obsessed with it, guys. If you run these shorts, they're the ones with like the scalloped edge. They've got the little rubbery things on the inside so they don't move. Honestly, when you're running, they do not budge. Like, no riding up, no chafing. So amazing and comfy. The sports bra, amazing. I've got quite big boobs. I've got a medium and it holds them in because it's not just like thin material. It's like actually structured. Like I don't want to call it padded because I don't like padded things. They're not padded, but it's like structured enough. It really holds them. Really great for running. The back's really nice. I think it's really flattering. My Protein, sponsor me, please. But yeah, that's really all I've got to say. Injury update, it's still there. I'm still ignoring it. I'm not going to run the Helsinki Marathon now because I don't have the money. And job update, I still don't have a job. So, you know, that's that. But it's literally 50 million degrees in my bedroom now, guys. So I'm going to go. But hope you all enjoyed this week's video. And yeah, love you all. Bye.